You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to today's edition of Big Fish, Small Pod. My name is A.T. Werdahl, and today is May 12th. In last night's action, the Marlins faced the Arizona Diamondbacks, and their whole farm system had a four-game night. To get you kind of caught up, we'll start with last night's action, as the Marlins faced the Arizona Diamondbacks in the late-night time slot. They faced Madison Bumgarner for the second time this year, again, last week's game in Miami, this in Arizona, and the tone was different. After last week's leadoff home run, Miguel Rojas started his night with a ground ball to third, and from there the game was underway, and the tone firmly set. Jesus Aguilar continued to hit. He attacked a pitch outside the zone for a double, but that was it. In the first. In the bottom of the inning, Epaven Smith leadoff walk was erased by a double play. Then a fly ball to the, as best it can be put, the right field fielding Garrett Cooper collided against the wall at the same time as the ball got to the wall, and between Garrett Cooper's glove and body, the ball hit off the wall. The play was not made. And Estreubel Cabrera settled into third. Pablo Lopez did get out of it. In the second, after Madison Bumgarner retired Anderson on strikes, then Brinson on strikes, a single by Sandy Leon made an impact, but Madison Bumgarner did work his way through the second without throwing a single ball. Then, in the home half of the inning, a home run by Nick Ahmed put the Diamondbacks ahead of Pablo Lopez. And after two strikeouts to start the next Marlins half inning, and another double from Jesus Aguilar with two outs in the inning, a Garrett Cooper ground out to third got Madison out of his situation. It wasn't until a Sandy Leon leadoff double in the fifth that the Marlins would threaten the one-run lead again. But Madison Bumgarner worked around it with first pitch outs from John Birdie and Miguel Rojas, and a Pablo Lopez strikeout, as Pablo would remain in the game for the fifth inning. But the Diamondbacks minced to take their shot. After a leadoff walk to Nick Ahmed, a single by Josh Rojas set up a Madison Bumgarner five-pitch sacrifice fly. The Diamondbacks were up 3-0 after a Paven Smith single, a walk of Carson Kelly, and a line drive to Lewis Brinson in center loaded the bases, as Don Mattingly elected to go to his bullpen and bring out John Curtis with the bases loaded and the game on the line. John was unable to maintain the 3-0 score as David Peralta, probably the guy the Diamondbacks want up in the spot, smacked a grounder to right field. Garrett Cooper was able to stop the ball before the wall, keeping the runner at third and limiting the damage to two RBIs on the bases loaded double. An eventual single by Eduardo Escobar would score David Peralta, settling the score at 6-0, where it would remain until the 8th, as Kevin Ginkle replaced Madison Bumgarner on the mound after a 7-inning, 86-pitch shutout. John Birdie walked to build the opportunity for a pinch-hitting Sierra. Miguel Rojas came to the plate after the flyout, and a double scored the Marlins' first run. With Rojas on second after the double for Jesus Aguilar, Jesus came through with a home run in his first at-bat with men on base in the game. The 3-6 score led to Luis Maduro in the eighth. On the inning, his 88-mile-an-hour changeup was hit for a double. His 82-mile-an-hour slider was struck twice for a double and a triple, and a 76-mile-an-hour curveball was taken deep by catcher Carson Kelly for his fourth of the year. Despite the damage, Luis was able to work out of the inning with outs on a slower changeup around 84 miles an hour and a curveball that reached 80, with 5 runs in this full inning of work. Down 11-3, Miami went to the ninth. With Caleb Smith on the mound, Lewis Brinson got ahead in the count 2-0 and worked a 6-pitch single, but that was it. On a night where the Marlins 3, 4, and 5 hitters went hitless, Pablo Lopez was dinged for 6 earned runs and the loss as the skid continues, and the positive run differential underlying this Marlins record took an 8-run hit. On the farm last night, Monte Harrison, Jesus Sanchez, and the rehabbing Jorge Alfaro and Jazz Chisholm Jr. made their case to rejoin the Major League roster, as Jacksonville got it done against Wander Franco and Tampa Bay's Durham Bulls. Jazz Chisholm got the night going with a leadoff double, and Jesus Sanchez seized the runs for the Shrimp with his 4th home run in 7 games, as the 28-year-old Sean Morimondo got the start, striking out 2 in the first, including G-Man Choi on 3 pitches. His 4 innings of 8 strikeout, 4 walk, 1 run ball kept Miami in it, as a 4th inning triple by Monte Harrison scored Elwin Diaz and Jesus Sanchez, giving Jacksonville 4 runs. Jesus Sanchez was pulled from the game early, and Steven Oakhart was able to close out the 4-3 win with his 2nd save of the year.
And a full count on Vidal Brujan. Here's the pitch from Oakhart. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. Holding on is Navarrete. And the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp spoil the Bulls' home opener in 2021.
In Pensacola, Max Meyer got his first home start in his professional baseball career, as he faced much older competition in the 5-1 Birmingham Barons. His no-hitter was broken in the second, with a double by 24-year-old Carlos Perez, followed by a Taquan Forbes RBI for the first professional RBI against Max Meyer. In the third, Max Meyer was wild, getting behind in the count against the leadoff hitter, walking the next batter, and allowing a double for the third hit in 3 innings with a 2nd run. That was the difference in the game, as the Blue Wahoo bats were quiet. As for Max Meyer, in addition to the loss, on a 2-1 pitch, Meeker Adolfo hit one out, getting to Max for 2 runs and hitting the first professional home run against the 3rd overall pick in 2020, Max Meyer. Overall in the night, 4 innings, 8 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts, as Max got hit and was given his first professional chance to really learn from mistakes as a 22-year-old. Up in Beloit, fellow 22-year-old and 2020 third-round pick Zach McCrambley got the start against the South Bend Cubs in his less aggressive assignment in High A, and the results were there, as Zach pitched 7 perfect innings on 85 pitches and 8 strikeouts. The 23-year-old 2019 pick Josh Simpson lost the home no-hitter in the 8th, but behind 3 strikeouts, he held the lead. And Zach LeBon came in to secure the save with 3 strikeouts of his own. At the plate, the Snappers were paced with 2 hits by both Connor Scott and Will Banfield, who also hit his 2nd home run of the year and provided the difference in the game. At Roger Dean Stadium, 18-year-old Yuri Perez impressed again with a 5 one-hit innings to start against the Palm Beach Cardinals. With corner outfielders J.D. Orr and Troy Johnston providing the Hammerheads with some offense and secure Yuri Perez the first win of his professional career, taking advantage of his 5-strikeout night. Today, the Marlins sit 15-20, 4.5 games behind the National League East, having now lost 4 games in a row. To get it going, Miami will need to beat Zach Gallen and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Zach is off to a 1-1 start this year with a 3.04 ERA, and the series is on the lines. Miami appears to be set up well for their bullpen game tonight, as high-leverage regulars Yimi Garcia, Richard Bleier, and Dylan Floro have yet to pitch in the series, while Anthony Bender, Anthony Bass, and Zach Pop also figure in. Elsewhere, Jake Eater will follow up his week one breakout for the Blue Wahoos. Nick Neidert will get a developmental start at AAA, and 2020 draft pick Dax Fulton will go for Jupiter. Game time in Phoenix is 9:40. For the podcast network, I have been A.T. Werdahl, and should any clarity about Jesus Sanchez's situation arise or any other possible transactions change the picture at all, stay tuned to the Fish Stripes Twitter account to stay up on all the latest. And we'll be with you and your ears tomorrow.